the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 19th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Today marks a historic chapter in American history for black people. On this date, 1865, slaves in Texas learned they were free from servitude. That happened more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
The name Juneteenth is a combination of the month and date when Union Army General Gordon Granger made the announcement in Galveston. Eunice Trotter is director of the Indiana Landmarks Black Heritage Preservation Program. She says the historic date has an Indiana connection.
Indiana's United States Colored Troops 28 went to Galveston, Texas, and at gunpoint, in many cases, forced the release of African Americans.
By the 1860s, Indiana had more than 60 black settlements. The official name for the holiday is Juneteenth National Independence Day. It is celebrated with family-themed festivals, parades, plays, poetry readings, and more. President Joe Biden signed the bill creating the holiday into law in 2021. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Now from CBS News, one person was fatally shot and at least 22 others injured in gunfire that broke out during a Juneteenth celebration in Illinois Sunday morning. The mass shooting happened in Willowbrook, a suburban village about 20 miles west of Chicago, where a large crowd of young people had gathered for a party in a parking lot near Route 83. That's a major state highway. Meantime, a new training program is turning to teens to get their peers connected to the resources they might need to turn things around.
One in five teens in the U.S. will experience a mental health challenge before they turn 18, but 64% of them won't seek help. A new training program is turning to teens to get their peers connected to the resources they need to turn things around. Betsy Mulgano with Mental Health First Aid Colorado says young people are in a unique position to identify warning signs. Maybe someone they know has been withdrawing from friends, or they used to enjoy soccer and now they aren't showing up for practice.
You're not diagnosing this person. You're just kind of noticing a change in behavior or appearance. The training's supposed to help kids feel more comfortable to approach someone and be like, hey, I've noticed that there's a change in your typical behavior. Do you want to talk about it? Is everything okay?
According to the 2021 Healthy Kids Colorado survey, nearly 40% of high school students said they experienced symptoms of depression in the last year, and 17% said they had seriously considered suicide. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for kids aged 15 to 19. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Public News Service. Private colleges and universities across Massachusetts have a more than $70 billion annual impact on the Commonwealth. That's according to a new report.
The Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts finds its 59 schools generate more than $2 billion in tax revenues and support more than 300,000 jobs. Association President Rob McCarron says the schools are a talent pipeline for the Commonwealth's growing biotech and healthcare industries.
They are why companies come here, why companies grow here. It is that year after year infusion of talented students that come out of all of these colleges and universities.
McCarron says schools like Elms College in Western Massachusetts are working to grow the diversity of the state's teaching workforce, while several others, including Regis College outside Boston, are helping to alleviate the statewide shortage of nurses. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Massachusetts high school students are benefiting from more than $700 million in grants and scholarships. The latest NEKC Foundation's Kids Count data book shows Kentucky ranks in the bottom tier nationwide for overall child well-being.
Terry Brooks with Kentucky Youth Advocates explains Kentucky's childhood poverty rate had been declining for the last several years. But he says the new findings reveal a troubling reversal in poverty trends and other indicators of a thriving childhood.
When we look at the measures in economic well-being and education and health and community and family, the overall picture shows that not only are we falling behind other states, but we're falling behind Kentucky's own track record.
The report also highlights the nation's widespread lack of affordable and accessible childcare. Kentucky's average childcare center cost for toddlers in 2021 was around $7,000 per year, or 27% of a single mom's income. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Advocates say more federal funding is needed to ensure these programs continue to reach those who need them the most. Finally, Suzanne Potter lets us know conservation groups are encouraging people to speak out at a virtual hearing tomorrow.
A company called Golden State Natural Resources, made up of county supervisors from rural counties, says it wants to reduce the fuel load in national forests by removing what they call excess biomass. Laura Height, with the Partnership for Policy Integrity, says forest thinning does not protect nearby homes and adds that dead or burned trees should be left in place because they sequester carbon.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting a week with Public News Service member and listener-supported. Here is a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.